Agatha Raisin and the Quiche of Death by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith.
What did he die of? Asked Agatha desperately.
Cowbane, said Friend.
Cowbane? Agatha stared at them. Is that something like mad cow disease?
No, said Detective Chief Inspector Wilkes heavily. It's a poisonous plant. Not all that common, but it's found in several parts of the British Isles, including the West Midlands, and we are in the West Midlands, Mrs. Raisin. On examining the contents of the deceased's stomach, it was shown he had eaten quiche and drunk wine just before his death. The green vegetable stuff was identified as cowbane. The poisonous substance it contains is an unsaturated higher alcohol psychotoxin.
So you see, Mrs. Raisin, came the mild voice of Wong, Mrs. Cummins-Brown thinks your quiche poisoned her husband. That is, if you ever made that quiche. Agatha glared out of the window, wishing they would all disappear. Mrs. Raisin? She swung round. Detective Constable Wong's slanted brown eyes were on a level with her own. Wasn't he too small for the police force? She thought inconsequently. Mrs. Raisin, said Bill Wong softly, it is my humble opinion that you've never baked a quiche or a cake in your life. Your cookery books had obviously never been opened before. Some of your cooking utensils still had the prices stuck to them. So will you begin at the beginning? There is no need to lie, so long as you are innocent. Will this come out in court? Asked Agatha miserably, wondering if she could be sued by the village committee for having thrust a quichery quiche into their competition. Wilkes's voice was heavy with threat. Only if we think it necessary. Again, Agatha's memory carried her back to her school days. She had bribed one of the girls to write an essay for her, with two chocolate bars and a red scarf. Unfortunately, the girl, a leading light in the Young People in Christ movement, had confessed all to the headmistress, and so Agatha had been summoned and told to tell the truth. In a small, almost childish voice, quite unlike her usual robust tones, she confessed, going up to Chelsea and buying the quiche. Wong was grinning happily, and she could have wrung his neck. Wilkes demanded the bill for the quiche, and Agatha found it at the bottom of the rubbish bin, under several empty frozen food packets, and gave it to him. They said they would check her story out. Agatha hid indoors for the rest of that day, feeling like a criminal. She would have stayed in hiding the next day had not the cleaner, Mrs. Simpson, arrived, reminding Agatha that she had promised her lunch. Agatha scuttled down to Harvey's and bought some cold meat and salad. Nothing seemed to have changed. People talked about the weather. The death of Cummings Brown might never have happened.